Your work week is over.
The plant called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend.
This is The Last Word, the off-season home of the Colts, with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor.
All right, welcome into The Last Word every Friday right here on 93.5, 107.5 The Fan. We're brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more. I'm Jeffrey Gorman, Matt Taylor, voice of the Colts. Mate, a big thanks to JMV for the lead-in.
How about it?
He was talking hooch and what else? He's probably up in his tree fort right now smoking a little wacky tobacco. Is that what he does?
Hell of a Friday night down in Greene County for JMV. Talking about all the new laws that are either going to...
Happy hour.
Happy hour, and we got... driving through Illinois to go to the Missouri Valley Conference Championship game the other day. And by the way, he's exactly right. His Sycamores, they got to be in the NCAA tournament. If they're not, what are we doing? Shut it all down. That's a good basketball team that deserves to play the next couple of games.
Matt Taylor right there.
Totally.
From the top rope saying, Sycamores, get your due. Hey, we'll get basketball later on the show. I might even bring in Don Fisher later in the show.
Give him a call.
Just to see if he'll give us a hello before IU tips off tonight against Nebraska. But listen, a lot going on. Coming up on tonight's show right here, we're recapping everything. Everything that happened in the last week as far as the Colts goes. We're going to hear from Michael Pittman Jr. You know what happened with him. Franchise tag, then they extended him, gave him the big deal. We're going to hear from him in a minute. We're going to close out the show about more free agents coming in here. The building. Obviously, we saw what Chris Ballard did. In-house free agents. I just want to start with this really quick. When we talk about staying put, 7 in-house unrestricted free agents were signed. I just want to start. They're tough to replace good players. Folks, don't forget this. Matt, if you let Kenny Moore walk,
right,
a guy like Kenny Moore, I'm just picking him out, it's tough to replace something like that, folks. So when all these shiny bells and whistles are out there and saying, hey, look at me, don't forget, you got a hell of a football player that's been here for a while, and he's going to be here for a while more.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when we think of free agency, we think of new agency. It's got to be fresh. It's got to be, you know, outside signings. But the Colts went into free agency with a ton of holes to fill. I mean, you think about it. They're their best and most reliable wide receiver. Their run-stuffing nose tackle in Grover Stewart. Mm-hmm. Their versatile nickel corner in Kenny Moore, as you pointed out. Depth along the defensive line and within their pass rush. They've re-signed some of the best players at those positions in the NFL, but they just happen to be guys that have been on this team for quite some time. And these are guys you want to keep reinvesting in because they contribute to your culture, they contribute to you winning. Had the Colts lost Michael Pittman Jr., Kenny Moore, Grover Stewart, they'd be in a world of hurt right now because their replacements, they don't grow on trees.
No.
It's hard to find guys that do what they do as consistently as they do it. So the Colts, I think, have been, you know, they get a lot of backlash and they get a lot of criticism, and I get it, right? I understand it. And to a degree, you know, I think there's a balance there. There's no doubt about it. But free agency just started,
right,
and they've re-signed and spent a lot of money on guys that are going to play key roles next season
and a
for
lot
the Colts
of
to get back to the playoffs.
These guys don't lead the field. I'm just talking about, of course, you talked about Grover and Kenny Moore. Tyquan Lewis, a leader in that locker room. Gennard Avery, a kid with a lot of upside. I love Ronnie Harrison Jr. on defense. Rigoberto Sanchez was also signed. But Michael Pittman, that was the bell cow of the one because you didn't know what was going on. Mate, they threw the franchise tag on Pittman knowing that they had to get a deal done. Why do you think it happened so fast after they placed a tag?
Well, I mean, based on what you heard last week, they were close, but just weren't able to get it done. That's what the franchise tag is for. It's a tool to make sure that he doesn't hit the open market. And I think that was so key about last week and preventing Michael Pittman Jr. from becoming a free agent for other teams to go after. Mm-hmm. So like we've talked about plenty of times, Pittman means so much to this team. He's your leading receiver for 3 straight years. He's worked with 7 different quarterbacks. He's your clutch go-to guy when the game's on the line. And he said this week that, you know, his role from Shane Steichen, he's the enforcer. He's going to talk about it coming up in just a second, right? He's the guy that gets you to buy into this team. He's the culture tone setter there. He's the enforcer when it comes to bringing the consistency and the energy. So, you know, without him, it was going to be really hard for this offense to be, you know, where it wants to be next year, scoring, you know, 28, 30 points per game, ideally. And so he's without question an alpha on this team and a guy that everybody now looks to for stability, both on the field and certainly within that locker room.
No question. Great, great couple of days for the second rounder from the Colts and obviously one of the team leaders. Love it for Tyquan Lewis, Kenny Moore, and Grover as well. But like I said, Matt, I don't even want to talk about who's in your eyes is the most important, because these guys have different years. We know what they're going to bring to the table, and we know how important that they are. So with this in place, and especially with the Michael Pittman, Anthony Richardson relationship, love what's happening right there. But keep this in mind. We didn't just sign the in-house guys, okay?
Yeah.
I saw a gentleman earlier today in this building called Raekwon Davis.
I'm calling him the human solar eclipse.
I don't know how to explain the size of this gentleman at 6'8", 335 pounds, coming in shaking hands with big old meat hooks for hands. He's saying hello to everybody. So they went out, they got a big defensive tackle, and let's throw this in. According to reports.
That's key in this situation,
that is key.
Right?
Adam Schefter included. Joe Flacco is now wearing the horseshoe. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, last year he proved that he can still play at age 39. I mean, he went 4-1 with the Browns last year, threw for over 300 yards in four of those games, took the Browns to the playoffs. Actually, he led the NFL, Jeffrey, in passing yards per game.
Atta
in
boy.
The last five games of the season last year. And so, you know, in terms of Gardner Minshew, obviously he left in free agency. The Colts couldn't do much there with the Raiders making a push for Minshew in free agency because they could offer him something that the Colts couldn't, and that's a chance to be a starting quarterback.
Right.
And that's what Gardner Minshew is after, and rightfully so. So when you're talking about, you know, who to go after to be the next backup quarterback here, you want to target a proven winner, a veteran, and someone that can help mentor Anthony Richardson mentally, having only played four games last
year.
Stop
right there for a second, because I got everybody at the donut shop and the gas station say, okay, love Joe Flacco, but he's the exact opposite of what Anthony Richardson is.
See, I don't,
is that a concern?
To me, I said all along that that doesn't matter to me. Shane Steichen can win in different ways and can win with different quarterback skill sets, as we saw last year. Again, the Browns went on a roll at the end of the season with Flacco at quarterback. I mean, that doesn't happen if he's not playing well. And last year, the Colts finished 10th in the NFL in scoring. Gardner Minshew primarily playing the quarterback position. He finished 23rd in passer rating.
Yep.
They can put up points in different ways. So, I mean, obviously, you don't want your backup quarterback playing 13 games next year, right? You don't want to see Joe Flacco out there as much as Gardner Minshew was, but the Colts can tailor the offense to win with Joe, just like they did last year with Minshew, if for some reason Anthony Richardson can't go.
Big strong arm guys. Both of those young men can throw the ball. Well, I say Joe's young. He's 39. Shane Steichen's 38. I do. I love that. Steichen is an offensive wizard. I'm telling you, he's not going to bring in a guy, regardless of age, that can't whistle this thing down the field. And like I said, he's got a cannon. Hey, before we go in, we got Michael Pittman Jr. coming up to speak. Zaire Franklin, the extension, Matt. Why did the Colts do it? I know why they did it, but the timing of it to extension, because he's still playing out the deal. It kicks in 2025.
It's the right
but
thing
this
to do.
Young man and this Disney sort of career that he's had to come where he is to be an NFL team leader, wonderful news for Zaire.
Well, when you think about Franklin, when he signed his free agent deal before, I think it was that the 2022 season, Colts were making that transition on defense from Matt Eberflus to Gus Bradley at defensive coordinator. Shaq Leonard at that time was still months away from his first back surgery and his injury problems, so you really didn't see that coming. And Franklin wasn't a mainstay yet on defense. Let's face it, the deal that he signed before this last one this week was primarily a pretty good special teams contract.
Sure.
And he's blown that out of the water, completely outplayed that the last couple of years. I mean, he's broken the Colts franchise tackle record in a season in consecutive years, second in the NFL in tackles since the 2022 season, league-wide. You know, I told him to his face this week, I mean, there's a lot of leaders on this team, in this locker room, but he's it.
For sure.
He's the guy. He is the biggest leader on this team. So I thought it was a great move for the Colts. Good by them to do right by Zaire Franklin, one of the best linebackers in the game.
Toughest guy I know.
Now he's paid like it. And too, Jeffrey, it also – it sends a message to the rest of the locker room. It's their process. This is how you do it. This is how you get paid, by putting in the work and by doing your role, no matter whatever, you know, whatever that is year to year.
If I'm in a knife fight behind Slippery Noodle, I am calling Zaire Franklin for help. All right.
And then you go in the bar and you have Zaire buy you one.
That's right. That's right. At the same time. Hey, we're going to hear from Michael Pittman Jr. in a minute. He just put his pen to paper this week, signing with the Colts long term. We're going to hear from him and talk about how excited he is to get going next season with Anthony Richardson and Shane Steichen. This is The Last Word. We're coming back with Michael Pittman Jr. right here on 93.5, 107.5 The Fan. Welcome back to The Last Word right here on 93.5, 107.5 The Fan, brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more, and appreciate Soundgarden getting me out of this rusty cage. Hey, earlier this week, Matt Taylor and J.J. Stankovic sat down with Michael Pittman Jr. shortly after he signed his contract extension to stay with the Colts, and they asked him what his new contract extension means to him.
Obviously, it's just an incredible thing, and I would say the most important thing to me is it kind of tells me that I am the guy that they drafted me to be, and then like that just is like a fulfilling feeling, really, like just like knowing that I gave them like what they expected.
You've got to know the organization over the last couple of years. You've got to know the area over the last couple of years. What does it mean to you to now stay here for the near future?
Absolutely. I mean, I've made Indy home. Obviously, I made a significant investment here with buying our house last year, so it's really nice that like we just get to stay home.
You're a California kid though, who's kind of embraced the Indiana lifestyle, if you will, with the farm and everything. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of found the perfect property, and once we were able to get that, we were like, hey, like, why don't we get some cows? Like, we have horses, and like once we got the cows, we're like chickens, goats, alpacas. Like, it just kind of starts flowing, right?
You know, about halfway through last season, you went to Chris Ballard, you went to Shane Steichen in a very healthy way. Mm-hmm. You went to them and said, I want to be the guy on this team. I want to be the alpha. You know, I want to shoulder the responsibility within this offense. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly you produced a great season last year with 100 catches, over 1,000 yards. Now that you're back coming into year number five, what do you see your role on this team in terms of what you're able to produce on the field and the leader that you're going to be inside the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, Shane actually gave me like my role on one of his very first meetings. He said that I was the enforcer. Mm-hmm. And whether that's enforcing our culture or practice habits or intensity, like I'm just there to elevate every single aspect that I possibly can.
What's the experience been like for you kind of growing as a player with Reggie Wayne as your wide receiver coach?
Reggie's great because Reggie's probably like, he's probably the most real coach I've ever had. And since he did it at such a high level, it's like nobody takes it the wrong way, like when he's hard on guys. And it's also just like the way that he does it, and he has a really good relationship with like all of his guys. Is like, we almost don't feel like he's a coach, like we still feel like he's like one of us players, because that's just how like he carries himself. And anytime that you have a coach like that, like, it's great.
You mentioned after the season that you were kind of looking at Reggie and, you know, a guy like Devontae Adams, who maybe didn't start really coming into their own until year 4 or 5 in the NFL. Mm-hmm. What do you think the next gear of your game is that you can show now?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it only goes up, being that ARs is coming back. So for the first time, we have a guy that is going to be here. And I'm excited to work with him and Ben back and forth throughout this whole process. And now that everything is settled, like, we can finally like do something. So
yeah,
that'll be nice.
Michael Pittman Jr. is with us. Doubling back to Shane Steichen, he said that the thing that is for him most impressive about you is your consistency. You are the same guy every single day. You talk about being the enforcer in the locker room, on the field. Where does that consistency for you come from? How important is that for you?
I would probably say it came from watching the way that T.Y. showed up, like, in practice. Just like T.Y. was the same guy every single day. And like, you also look at guys like Q, you look at guys like Buck, like, mm-hmm. they're the same guys every single day. And if you want to reach that like level, like, you have to be like that. And just watching their like habits and everything, and kind of taking pieces from like each guy that like fit me. So like I've been able to stand on the shoulders like of giants. So like it's, you know, like it's like not as hard.
You mentioned Anthony. Where do you think you and him can go together for the next couple of years?
Absolutely. I mean, for him, he doesn't have like any type of limits. I mean, like I can't even imagine like what is going to go down. I mean, like in my head, I'm thinking scramble drill for 70 yards or I'm running like down the sideline and he puts a perfect hole shot. What I'm most looking forward to is him being able to stretch the ball with his arm talent. And I think it's going to make the difference for us.
So we've seen flashes of that from you in your career. You know, I think about like Baltimore in 2021. San Francisco that year. You know, you can go up and do that. You just
absolutely
haven't had a ton of chances at it.
Yeah, but with like Anthony, I mean, I think it's going to be great. And then I think that our RPO game is going to be one of the most ferocious because you got AR, you got JT, and then all of us guys in the pass game.
No doubt about it. Year number five and beyond here for Michael Pittman Jr. He's got a new contract with the Indianapolis Colts coming back to the team in free agency. Michael, I know your day is jam-packed. You got a lot of stuff going on. So thank you so much for squeezing us in. Glad you're back, and here's to 2024.
Thank you, guys.
All right, big thanks right there to Michael Pittman Jr. and also J.J. Stankovitz and Matt Taylor. Where was I? Was I at Rick's Boatyard when you guys
golfing? Must have been a happy hour or something.
the newly legal happy hour. All right, thanks,
MPJ.
That's
our third happy hour reference.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to go the Forum Credit Union question of the week regarding Michael Pittman and his catches in his first four seasons in the NFL. We're also going to talk about what the Colts still need to fill this offseason based on some in-house free agents that took off. We're going to give you that and a whole lot more coming up in a minute right here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. All right, welcome back to Last Word, brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, proud sportsbook partner of your Indianapolis Colts. Also, big thanks to our friends at Meijer. Meijer, the official supercenter of the Indianapolis Colts, proud sponsor, hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Maytay, let's get our thinking caps on here, a little Forum Credit Union question of the week. It's surrounded a little bit by the Michael Pittman Jr. career up to this point. There are only five others that have caught more passes as a Colt. Pittman's got 336 over four seasons. Can you name the four receivers that have more catches than Pittman did in a four-year span?
Wow. Well, I'm just going to play the hits here.
Yeah, First two are easy.
I'm going to say Harrison. I'll say Wayne.
Bing, bing. By the way, it's five. I said four. It's five.
Five, okay.
Right. Another great receiver when Reggie was there.
T.Y.
There you go. Think great tight ends, and I'm not talking about Mr. Barry. Raymond Barry not in this.
Dallas Clark.
And I tell you what, this last one,
He
is also in the Ring of Honor. More catches than Michael Pittman in a four-year span, and Pittman has 336. Who is that fifth and final member of that club?
Well, the only other wide receiver in the Ring of Honor that we haven't mentioned would be the legendary Bill Brooks.
Slick Willie. That is Bill Brooks. Our guy right there. That's
well
right.
Done.
Dallas, T.Y., Reggie, Marvin, they're the ones that had more.
Jeffrey, your hints are always so clutch.
I'm just telling you right now, Pittman has generated
career. Where were you during the SATs?
Yeah, no kidding. I was probably cheating off of somebody, to be honest with you, or buying my way in best I could. Hey, he had 109 catches for 1,152 yards. That target rate is at 28.2%, which ranked 11th in the NFL. His 208 receptions since 22 also ranks 5th in the entire NFL.
So you're telling me he's a stud.
Yeah, and I'm glad he's back here. Don't forget, visit the Forum Credit Union forum section of, or the fan forum section, rather, of Colts.com. You can interact with fans online, post a topic, participate in various discussions regarding your Colts. Forum Credit Union, helping members live their financial dreams. I just want to say thanks again, Michael Pittman Jr. Good stuff today.
Yep.
He's so important, and everybody, again, wants the bells and whistles and shiny objects that are for sale out there.
Right.
This kid is a gamer. Shane Steichen called it best when he said, bro, you're our warrior. We need you.
100%.
So, a big, big clap of the hands and a standing O. Michael Pittman Jr., we need you and AR doing your thing in Lucas Oil Stadium this year. Hey, Maddie, We lost some free agents this year. We haven't talked about it yet, okay?
Right.
Gardner Minshew off to Vegas. You mentioned him. Two-year deal. Started 13 games, won six of them. 18 total touchdowns. Did have 15 turnovers. And how about running back Zach Moss, who signed with the Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
You got him going, right? Isaiah McKenzie, he's with the, I believe, the Giants, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's rumors out there that Tony Brown signed with somebody.
Tony Brown with the Browns, yeah.
Yeah, but hey, they're in. New guys are in. The same guys. We're talking about the big fella
right.
We got, Raekwon Davis. Is coming in. Matt, there's still stuff out there. What are the biggest roster holes right now?
Well, I think despite the departures, I think it's probably still in the secondary. Would you agree? I mean, they've got, they're still very youthful in the secondary. Dallas Flowers coming off an Achilles tear in week four last year. I wouldn't be shocked to see something happens inside that secondary, either at corner, strong safety. I know Julian Blackman's still a free agent, but the Colts, they've got options when it comes to, you know, Rodney Thomas, Nick Cross, Ronnie Harrison, but I think the Colts, they still want to get a proven veteran with a lot of experience there in free
agency.
Like
I said, Ballard's not done. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Mate, what about Julian Blackman, Danny Pinner, Jake Martin, Tavon Bryan?
Yeah.
Guys that are still in-house, unrestricted free agents. What players do you think have the best chance to come back?
Yeah, Blackman still has a chance. I think the Colts like Danny Pinter, but he's coming off an ankle injury last year in the preseason. He's a guy that can play guard. He can play center and give you some good, you know, positional value there. But I think, listen, here's my bold prediction.
Give me it.
I don't think the Colts are done. I think they're going to do something sneaky in the next couple of days that we're going to have to keep our eyes
on. Chris Ballard's got a few, you know, aces up his sleeve, if you will. Okay, coming up next, we got ESPN Radio. IU Nebraska is also tonight, but on this station right here on 93.5 107.5, you're going to get Ohio State, Illinois. Maytay, take us out with a little Don Fisher, will you? It's a big game tonight. IU, the whole state's going to be watching at 8 p.m. Give me a little Don Fisher preview.
Well, Indiana tonight with Anthony Leal. Look for their sixth consecutive bowl game in terms of winning inside the Big Ten Conference. We got it later on 93 WIBC.
That's our guy right there.